Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the pipe for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall a team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Look, if you girls have older sisters or know girls who are in college right now, I don't have to tell you that they really know how to dress and make themselves attractive. And say, there isn't a reason in the world why you shouldn't take a tip from them. For instance, here's what Miss Betty Brang of the Alpha Phi Sorority at Northwestern University wrote about her unusual new luminous gardenia bracelet, the one we're offering you right now for only one Wheaties box top and 25 cents. Listen.
The first night I had my luminous gardenia bracelet, I wore it to a movie. All of a sudden, I noticed some commotion near me and looked around. Then it dawned on me. Everyone was looking at my gardenia bracelet, which was glowing brightly in the dark.
And another evening, Miss Brang wore her luminous gardenia bracelet to a dance. She says,
that evening, I wore my bracelet fastened off the top of my head. I had any number of people stop me on the dance floor and ask what was shining in my hair.
Then Miss Brang ends her very fine letter.
The girls in the Alpha Phi house just love these luminous bracelets. There's something new. You can't fool the modern girl. She knows beauty when she sees it.
And there's plenty of beauty in this luminous gardenia bracelet. It's the kind of beauty that shows up day and night. Just think. You can now have for your very own a bracelet of five beautiful linked gardenias made of Krubelite plastic. Each gardenia is about an inch in diameter and is nestled in smooth, glossy green leaves. You've never seen anything like it. Just picture yourself wearing it as a bracelet or necklace, or wearing the separate gardenias on your dress or coat when you go out at night. Now, here's all you have to do to own a bracelet that actually glows in the dark as if it were filled with a soft, attractive green fire. Just send the top from one Wheaties package, together with your name and address, and 25 cents, one quarter, to Betty, care of Wheaties, Minneapolis, Minnesota. The supply of these attractive bracelets is strictly limited, and you've got to hurry if you're going to be certain of getting yours. So tonight, without fail, send one Wheaties box top with your name and address and 25 cents in cash to Betty, care of Wheaties, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Don't wait. Send for your luminous gardenia bracelet tonight. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong and Billy are going to the back of an underground temple of the pagan Mandaeus to place a little portable radio set behind the wooden figure of the great god Kalana. They are trying to outwit the Bagani, the medicine man of the tribe, who is the oracle of the god. But Jack and Billy have been warned that some secret danger awaits them in the dark recesses of the temple, and they are on the alert for anything. Betty is outside the temple under the protection of Malua's Moros. But Uncle Jim and Malua are in the front end of the temple with the Bagani and the chief of the Mandaeus, who has come to ask the great god Kalana about the white visitors. Since the chief is holding Professor Loring prisoner in this village, Jack and Billy are determined that the wooden god shall give the chief the right answer. Listen.
Jumping chimney, Jack. It's pretty dark where we're going, way in the back of the temple. If there's any danger there, we won't know it until we run into it.
We've got to make it our business to know it before we run into it, Billy.
That Bagani was just too doggone anxious to let us explore back there. I know there's some real danger somewhere near the wooden god Kalana, and we've got to find it. Say, we're getting pretty far back in the temple now, Jack. It's pretty dark.
Yeah,
I'm going to use my flashlight on the floor of the temple, Billy. Don't take a step unless you can see just where your steps... Okay, Jack. There doesn't seem to be anything ahead of us but the pedestal of the idol.
I'm not so sure, Billy.
I have an idea that the god Kalana is a sacrificial god. I mean, the Mandaeus may sacrifice prisoners to it. There's probably something in back of it.
But gosh, all hemlock, Jack. We don't want to explore all through the back of the temple. All we want to do is place that walkie-talkie radio set behind Kalana.
That's all we're going to do, Billy. But we've got to be careful just the same. Here, we can walk behind Kalana now.
Flash your light on him for a second. Why, he's all hollowed out in back.
That's odd. He's hollowed out in the shape of a man. Why, a man could stand up in his back.
Well, that's just the place for the radio set, Jack. I'll sling my set off my back and put it right in.
All right, Billy. Don't forget to turn on the switch.
I won't. There, I'll turn it on. And now...
Billy, wait a minute.
Holy mackerel, Jack. Don't scare me that way. What's the trouble?
Look, Billy. Look where I flashed my light. Right at the base of Colada. Do you see that?
Jiminy gee whiz. It's something cut out of the floor.
It looks like a slide to me. Like a coal slide into a cellar. Stay where you are, Billy. Don't move until we see where it leads to. I'll flash my light.
Whew. What is it, Jack? What do you see?
Look, Billy. There's a pit of some kind in the floor. That slide leads to the pit.
Oh, golly. If I'd taken another step, I would have hit that slide and slid right down into the pit.
I'll say you would. Easy now. We'll step over carefully to the edge of the pit and see what's in it.
Jack, I'm almost afraid to look into that pit.
So am I, Billy. But here goes. Watch it. We're at the edge of it. I'll flash my light down.
Boy, is that deep. And say, there's water in it, Jack.
Yeah, there's water in it, all right. What's that? What's that down there swimming around?
Jack, it's a crocodile.
That's what it is, Billy. A crocodile.
Then Kalana is a sacrificial god.
It looks that way. I've got it, Billy. They tie their prisoner in the back of Kalana some way, and then at the right time, they push a spring or something, and he slides down to the crocodile.
It's whales and little fishes, Jack, to think that I almost took a bath in that crocodile tub.
Well, you didn't, Billy, and that's what counts. Let's get that walkie-talkie installed in the back of Kalana. I'll hold my light so you can see. Careful now. Don't fall into that slide.
Oh, you can just bet that I'll be careful, Jack. There. Please, Jack, I'll turn up the volume good and loud so that when the great God speaks, everybody can hear him.
I'd like to see the Vagani's face when Kalana starts talking.
Well, you won't, Jack, not unless he takes off that carabao head he's wearing. Come on, let's get back.
Let's jump over to the other side of the slide and go back that way, Billy. Just to show the chief that our magic got us safely by the crocodile pit.
All right, Jack, we can just about step over the slide. There, I'm over.
I'm over too, Billy. I'll turn up the light now. We'll let the chief and the Bagani think we've got some real magic here. I hope the chief doesn't start asking Kalana questions until we get back.
He told Manuel he'd wait for us, Jack.
Say, Billy, when we get back, always face the chief and the Bagani. If you don't, they might notice that the radio set's gone from your back.
Okay, Jack, but they'd think it's just a hiking pack anyway. Say, how are you going to work the broadcast?
Manuel, I have to talk into my mic, Billy. He's the only one who can speak the Mandaean dialect. It wouldn't do any good if the great god Kalana spoke English and the chief couldn't understand him.
Oh, I'll say it wouldn't. Look, here's somebody coming to meet him. I think it's Uncle Jim.
Hello, Jack. I'm glad to see that you're back all right. Did you get the walkie-talkie installed back of Kalana?
It's all ready to sound off, Uncle Jim. Just as soon as somebody talks into the mic of my set.
Good. Get back to the chief.
Oh, boy, I'd like to see the Magani's face when the great god Kalana really speaks out loud so the chief can hear him.
Billy, you stay here with me and the chief. Jack, you and Malua had better go near the entrance with your radio set.
Wait a minute, Uncle Jim. Here comes Malua now.
Is the Vagani still talking against us to the chief, Malua?
Him say bad thing, Uncle Jim. Me come back for make sure everything all right. Because if everything not all right, me got do something quick.
Everything's all right, Malua. The walkie-talkie is all installed in back of the eye.
That very good, Jack. Me tell chief now, Uncle Jim be big medicine man. Me tell chief, Uncle Jim make great god Kalana talk.
Saya tunata, ala kune lata sa vitang, mecha lunita a kepola.
Ulita ne palo a prakun, rebuna lat kovato, asashi.
What do you say, Manua?
Him say kalana na talk, him say kalana never talk.
Well, he's got a surprise coming to it. Shall Manua and I go out now, Uncle Jim?
All right, Jack. Billy and I'll stay here with the chief. Don't get too far away. You've got to hear what the chief says.
Come on, Manua. We'll go near the entrance to the temple where the chief can't hear you.
What do you want me to do now, huh, Jack?
I want you to tell me what the chief says, Manua, just as soon as he says it. I'll tell you what to say. Then you speak into this mic that I'm getting out of this set, and the great god Kalana will seem to say everything that you say.
Oh, that very good, Jack. Here, me think we come far enough. They not hear us now.
Well, I have to act quickly. The chief is getting ready to address Kalana now. Here, Manua, here's the mic you speak into.
Yeah.
Hold it away from you, except when you're talking. I'll turn on the switch. There. We're all set.
That good, Jack.
Oh, Sati Kalana.
Chief, him as Kalana now.
Necha neprita. Asaladu mego. Chalita.
What did he say, Maliwa?
Him as Kalana. Our white man friend or enemy.
Tell him our friends, quick.
Mego chalita. Ahola sakebu mego.
Kalana knocked him for a loop when he spoke, Manua. Look at the chief. He looks scared to death. And I'll bet the Magani isn't feeling any too happy either.
Kalana talk good, huh, Jack?
Oh, Sate Kalana.
Chief, him talk again.
Rushalit, ne punita poyet.
Chief, ask why white men come here.
I don't want to tell him yet. Tell him we come with much magic and that our magic is stronger than the Bagani's magic.
Lepo chilita, rapanko sane akunata, vitane paga.
The great god Kalana certainly sounds convincing. Let's hear what the chief will say to that.
Osate Kalana, akalyalo mekasuran, neaki.
Chief say, is white man magic good magic or bad magic?
Tell him it'll be good magic for the chief if he does what Kalana tells him to do.
Nepo chalita, kaya sanita abaya Kalana.
What's going on in there, Mayor? Why is Magani so excited?
Him afraid, Jack. Him tell chief Kalana no should talk. Him tell chief only him can hear Kalana.
But what's the chief say?
Chief tell him hear Kalana. Chief say Kalana, mighty God.
Oh, Sati Kalana.
Listen, chief talk again to Kalana.
Ah, Sangre Akalet, Dayane Kalana.
Chief say, what great Kalana want him do?
Now we're getting to it. Tell him that Kalana wants him to give his white prisoner to the white stranger.
Me tell him.
Nepo Chalita. Arang me kashang me gasulita ave.
Listen to that, Pagani. He's about to throw a fit. What's he saying, Matt?
Him say, white man put evil voice in Kalana mouth. Him tell chief not listen Kalana no more. Chief say, him not listen no more. Him look worried.
Look, here comes the chief now. Give me that mic. I'll slip it back in the radio on my back. There we are. I think the chief wants to talk to you, Mario.
We think him plenty scared, Jack. Here him come.
Akula, Malua. Ne sanga tita, la sanga va.
What did he say, Mario?
Him say, him one white man come village. Him say he be friend white man.
Do you think he'll turn Professor Loring loose, Mario?
Me not know, Jack. Right now, maybe yes. But Magani, him make trouble. You watch out for him.
Did you hear that, Uncle Jim? The chief wants us to go to his village as friends. And the great god Kalana told him to turn over Professor Loring to us.
Good work, Jack. We'll take a chance and go with him. But we'd better keep an eye on that Pagani. Come on, we'll get Betty.
Well, the great god Kalana has spoken through a loudspeaker. But it looks as though the chief may be just worried enough to release Professor Loring. But say, that Pagani isn't through yet. You can bet your boots he's going to have a lot to say to the chief before they get back to the village. So Jack and Uncle Jim had better not trust that chief too far. There's a lot of excitement ahead, so listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Adventure of the Missing Professor Loring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Here's an opportunity you simply can't afford to miss. A chance to own a luminous gardenia bracelet. I know you'll get a lot of genuine pleasure out of owning a bracelet that actually glows in the dark. One that's just as attractive and unusual looking in the dark as it is in broad daylight. And say, I'll bet you'll get plenty of compliments from your friends when you wear this attractive piece of costume jewelry. Here's all you have to do to get your own personal luminous gardenia bracelet. Just send the top from a Wheaties package together with your name and address and 25 cents to Betty, care of Wheaties, Minneapolis, Minnesota. If you hurry, you may be the first in your neighborhood to own one of these attractive bracelets. Send for yours tonight.
Have you tried Wheaties? Their whole wheat is all of a brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.